This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program here on the live Sunday edition. We got more to say on the book that we're reading together, which is Economics in One Lesson. We'll come back to that discussion here in a few moments. Also, relationship issues. Mark wants to comment on something about that. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Plus, we do have a Johnny Ray Game of the Week to get to as well. So we're loaded up with stuff, but of course, your calls and thoughts come first here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
And that's what Chris did here. He's called in. And Chris, I've got to say, I'm so elated, so proud of this call, because I have talked to dozens of people on the internet, specifically on Facebook, that have, made this wild claim that either voting's immoral, voting's consent, voting's violence, whatever the claims are. And then when called on it, they will either reiterate themselves, or they will begin posting memes or lobbing insults or doing a whole variety of things. I say, look, this conversation would be a lot easier to have, and we can hold each other accountable in that conversation if you simply call in if this issue is important, talk to tens of thousands of people about it. Don't talk to a couple of dozen tops on a Facebook thread. And you've done it, so kudos to you. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate the acknowledgement, and I appreciate you letting me come on here to chat with you about this. I'll just jump right in. I've got kind of a quote here, kind of something that, let me just go ahead and state it. Somebody had mentioned recently, I heard him say, when it can be shown that there's little or no consent, then people are more inclined to support the opposition or the abolishment of the state. And so if you looked at take one example in the 2016 presidential election, you saw of the turnout rate, 46.9% of individuals who were eligible to vote did not vote. And so I think that sends a pretty powerful message. I know certainly mainstream, a lot of folks will see that as, a lot of individuals are too lazy or they're not doing their duty to vote. But I think really that can be a powerful message for those trying to advocate for liberty, because you can point to that and say, well, if you look at who won the election, it was actually didn't vote is who won the election. It was individuals who did not go turn up and vote. But like you had alluded to, a lot of folks, anarchists, voluntarists, will go around and they'll say, and this is myself until yesterday, you challenged it on someone's discussion board, will make the moral case against voting, stating that it is immoral to impose your values, preferences, and opinions on others by proxy of the state, which is what is done when you vote, and the implications being that you're consenting to whatever it is that you vote for.
I would like to say that I agree that it is immoral to force your viewpoint on other people, but it doesn't follow necessarily that voting does that, especially if you're voting to reduce the size of the state, if you're voting to reduce the violence of, the system. You could argue that you're forcing the reduced violence on people, but I don't think that's the reason why people are doing that.
I can tell you slave owners back in the antebellum South used just that argument, that, hey, this is our property. These people that you're trying to set free, they're our property, and you're enforcing, your desire for freedom is costing us. So they did, that argument has been made. I'd like to address real quick voter turnout. So voter turnout in this election, from what I can tell, is the highest in a U.S. election as far for president.
That can't be, because I saw numbers showing that there are fewer Democrats voting and about the same number of Republicans.
Okay, well, then maybe I'm wrong. I'm looking at, you know, if that this 47% number that keeps getting trotted out doesn't match up with the previous numbers that I've seen. So I haven't seen yet a presidential election where, I'm looking at a graph here. U.S. popular vote for president as a percentage of total population. Oh, this is total population. It doesn't even touch 50% of total population. I suppose that that must be the kids that can't vote, 18 and under.
So anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Right. And to be honest with you, the source that I had was literally, it's a snapshot from an MSNBC Live, presidential election poll review. So can't really speak to the credibility. If anything, that's a less credible source. But in any case, I think the principle of that idea that the didn't vote or the voting as a consent, I think the credibility of the argument itself still could stand. And
would you believe that there have been elections in the United States where no one has voted? Now, not U.S. presidential elections, but would you believe that there have been elections in municipalities and these sorts of things in which no one has voted?
I think possibly there may be some instances where maybe someone ran for an office and no one maybe voted. Maybe there was no opposition, so there was no point. I know maybe there's some strange things out there. I know there's a town in Alaska. I think it's I can't remember that has a cat as their mayor. I actually visited there a few months back.
I imagine the cat does a better job than any mayor could.
I wish I had looked into it. I didn't realize I was in the town until about a week after my vacation up there, and I was like, ah, dadgum, I could have gone and spoke and pet the mayor.
That would have been fun. So,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, when these elections occur in which no one votes, what we've seen time and again is they'll appoint somebody, or they'll hold another election, or they'll do whatever, or they'll give people another chance. Hey, nobody voted. You want to vote? You can vote. And then people come and vote. And
sometimes, you know, it's a coin toss. I mean, they have systems.
There's a lot of times when you're looking at, say, votes that have to do with the school system, the school board and that sort of thing, you'll find half the voters are teachers in the schools. So what you can count on is that the government bureaucrats are going to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the old saying, I think it was Plato, I really don't have it in front of me here, but the idea that if you don't vote, then you have your inferiors picking your rulers. And this kind of holds true. I'm not saying I like the notion. I believe that people should rule themselves. I just don't live in that world. And so consequently, the system will derive whatever validity it needs to derive its from itself from the vote, you know, some portion of the population voting. And no one seems to question this. The only people that trot out the notion, it seems to me, of the idea that somehow the state will fall apart if only we don't vote are, in fact, the anarchists. I've never heard, never once in my life have I heard a voter say, oh dear, what if nobody votes in this election? Then there'll be no legitimacy for the next president. I mean, nobody ever has that fear.
Well, sure. I'll kind of take a step back here, because I know you're saying, even if it was no one had voted, even if it was, say, 5% of a population showed up to vote, someone would still be selected. Or some measure would still have a yay or a nay say. But I guess really what makes this issue particularly important for me, I don't care so much whether or not everyone else is doing it. Or I guess another way to say that is I recognize that there's going to be a result in this election.
Sure.
One way or another.
Yeah.
But
you'd be a fool to think otherwise.
Sure. What's important for me, though, is I just want to base my actions on what I know is right or wrong. And so for me, the big question for me is, if I do cast a vote, and some people make the argument it can be in self-defense, even if it were an attempt at lessening my suffering, I want to know, is my vote in fact in accordance with rightful behavior, or is it wrong for me to vote?
Well, what would be wrong about that? If you're voting to reduce violence, if you're voting to reduce taxes, if you're voting to elect a principled voluntarist to a government position, what is wrong morally with any of those things?
Well, okay. Well, there's two parts. The first thing I would say is I do concede to the fact that you can cast a – it seems reasonable that you could cast a vote. Let's say that it was on an issue that said we wish to create a new government program. It's going to be funded through taxation, and it's going to provide homeless people with food.
Hold that thought. We'll bring it back, Chris, for more of the age-old voting discussion here on Free Talk Live. And Johnny Ray's silent here, but he's probably on Chris's side on this.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You are in. invited to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it immoral to vote? Is it immoral to vote and have your beliefs imposed upon somebody else? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, if you'd like to try out what very may well be the best pillow you'll ever use, risk-free for 60 days, or darn close to risk-free, you should check out MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get your own MyPillow at half price, or get two MyPillows for the price of one. It's a fantastic pillow. I've been using it for the past several months, as has Mark, and we love it. In fact, if you don't love it, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back. And you'll get your money back within the first 60 days. So it shows that MyPillow, the company, is behind their product. They really believe in this. Plus, they've guaranteed the product to last for 10 years. It's got a great warranty on it. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Oh, yeah, and you can wash and dry the MyPillow. It's designed for that, unlike, well, pretty much every other pillow you probably ever have encountered in your life. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. As we go back to Chris, he's on the line with us, calling from Arkansas. Now, Chris, you were just getting into an explanation of what you're trying to say is that voting is, from your perspective, I believe, immoral. Could you get back into that for us and maybe kind of recap briefly?
Sure. Yeah, so there were a couple of things here. The debate that Mark and I had initially was over whether or not voting implies consent, and I sent an image to you guys over Skype here. Yeah. Basically, what I sent, it's an Arkansas voter registration application. And in that, you see where you would sign your name to register to vote. It says signature of elector. And I looked at that and I thought, well, what is an elector? And I looked this up. It said a voter who has fulfilled the qualifications imposed by law, also known as a constituent, is a selector of a public officer, a person who has the right to cast a ballot for the approval or rejection of a political proposal or question. And there's a little bit more on that about that, but it specified a constituent in there as well. And
that's the second definition, right?
Right. The second definition, yep. It said an elector is also known as a constituent. So I look up that term. It says he who gives authority, and I define authority as both having the power and the right to exercise it. I could be wrong. The source I have may not say that's what authority is. That's what authority means to me. So it says he who has authority to another to act for him. So for example, I have the authority over myself, and thus I have the authority to delegate, or I have the ability to delegate authority to another over myself, because I own myself. And we can get in, you know, obviously there's a big foundation for that.
I'm looking at this, and frankly, it's Chris, I think, right? Yeah. I think that you did a fantastic job with this. This is the closest thing I have seen to proof that there is consent involved in voting up to this point. This is huge as far as I'm concerned. And you would have changed my opinion had I not gone and looked at the New Hampshire voter registration form. because I figure, well, this has got to be true around. I mean, if you find the word elector or constituent in every form out there, then this is the clause.
The theory's proven.
Yeah. This is the clause. This is the way they get you. Because right. I remember, Ian, when you and I moved here to New Hampshire 10 long years ago or whatever, we registered to vote, and you went in there and there was some part of in it that you had to say, I consent to all the laws.
That's right. That was actually on the voter registration form at one time. And I crossed it out.
Yeah, you crossed it out. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. So then when I registered the next time, I crossed it out too. I didn't have any problem with it.
They ended up getting rid of that, by the way.
Yeah, they did. That's not there anymore. And now when I'm looking at the new one, all it says is it wants to make sure you live where you live and, you know, that you're a U.S. citizen, you're 18 years old. And there's nowhere in here, you know, looking at this, that this is from the RSA, from the general court, from the, you know, Hampshire's website. There's nothing about a constituent or an elector mentioned in this particular form. So I would say that you did a very good job of proving your point for Arkansas, but I suspect that different jurisdictions and those sorts of things have different pieces of paper that you sign, and that in many of those you don't give this sort of subversive consent by being called an elector upon your signature.
Sure. And to clarify here, what I sent you is specific to the voter registration form. And I wouldn't say that registering to vote, it just doesn't seem to imply that you are, in fact, consenting. It's more of a intent to and it's more of a statement of intent to become an elector. It's a signature of the applicant to become an elector.
Okay.
And so I would make the argument that at least in Arkansas, so you've just made the case that this is maybe it may not be nationwide. It may be specific to your location. But at least in Arkansas, it does say that you're registering to become an elector. And it's pretty clear, at least from this legal dictionary, that that implies that you're intending to issue authority to another to act on your behalf.
So here's another way to test it. The theory here. I've been into some of this legal definition stuff in the past. I've read a lot of the like the courtroom conspiracies, which have a lot to do, or like courtroom theories, which have a lot to do with the definitions, the legal definitions of these words. And so the area that you're getting into sounds very familiar to me. The idea that, you know, some would say that it's not just voting form, but also the driver's license is another form.
Well, driver's license is specific. They claim driving is a privilege and that you need to be licensed.
Right. But the others would claim that just by the fact that you're doing anything, whether it's a voter form or a driver's license, any kind of contractual thing that you've gotten into with the government is evidence of your consent.
Oh, I see.
And so here's how you test it, is if you have not registered to vote, then you go and, you know, get a speeding ticket or something like that, or you get a parking ticket or some other kind of ticket. You know, you got a skateboard on the sidewalk in downtown, whatever kind of, you know, nonviolent minor crime that you can get charged with. Then you can go in there and you can tell the judge, look here, I don't have a voter registration form on file, and you can ask the county clerk. In fact, we'll call her in here and ask her if I've got a voting form on file, and she will tell you, no, sir, I do not have a voting form, so therefore, I have not consented to your system, sir, and case dismissed. how do you think that's going to go?
Well, I would just say this. It sounds to me like an appeal to authority. It's the assumption that what the courts are going to tell you is in fact the truth. And I think that's a false assumption. Certainly the courts, they have a monopoly. There's no incentive for the courts to rule in your favor.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter whether or not you've signed the form, they're going to go ahead and impose their system on you. They believe that you're part of their system.
Well, they'll force it. I mean, it is something that
they believe it, right? Don't they believe it?
Yeah, they believe you are part of their system, that you are part of their society.
You're inside the polygon that constitutes the United States of America, and that everybody inside that polygon is under their jurisdiction.
See, I've tried this before. I've tried withdrawing consent. And they still put me in jail.
They do, but again, what's important to me is that what I'm signing here, if I can see, because the definition I sent you, the definition I have, this seems pretty straightforward. It doesn't seem too complicated. It does seem like a pretty explicit intent to consent. And by putting action to that consent and actually going out and voting implies that I am, in fact, delegating authority to...
Hold that thought, Chris. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, more on economics in one lesson still to come. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week as well. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about voting again. This time we've got Chris on the line from Arkansas. And he's basically saying that not only is it immoral to force your viewpoint on others, but that it is also consent to the government to go ahead and fill out a voter registration form. He cites the Arkansas voter registration form, which mentions being an elector, which is a constituent, which is defined as someone who is basically giving over their authority to someone else, essentially. And, Mark, you countered that by pointing out that the New Hampshire voter registration form doesn't have any of that language on it. So, you know, there's inconsistencies there.
Right. The most we could say is that it's consent in Arkansas. It's not consent in New Hampshire.
Well, the argument is that it implies consent, and that was what you were saying just a moment ago, Chris. And I pointed out that
it doesn't imply consent in New Hampshire.
Well, I think that the people would still argue that it does, given that you're still entering into the system of sort of,
but Chris is the only one who's offered any kind of explicit proof. People are always making implicit claims of consent. And I'd say those people flipping over cars and setting businesses on fire didn't consent. Like, demonstrably did not consent.
Well, the thing that I would say to kind of wrap that up would be, I think any attempt to use the system to minimize damages or to somehow gain benefit yourself, I would urge strong caution in doing so and to make sure you know what it is that you're doing. Because in Arkansas, you know, it does appear to be, in fact, consent. And by voting, you do become a constituent and you do delegate authority to whatever it is you vote for. And I would mind anyone who does decide to vote to keep in mind that if you don't have the authority yourself to do something, you cannot delegate that authority. And so to vote for something, if any part of that thing or that person that you're voting for is in fact something that you yourself do not have the authority to do, then that's fraud.
That's what the government does. I mean, it's just an organization claims a monopoly privilege over, you know, governing of a given landmass, and that's what they do. There's no doubt. So we have made a reasonably good argument against for sort of ballot measures. You can vote against ballot measures. That's not violence against your neighbor. So let's get down to you're going to backtrack on that?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the ballot measures. There were two issues on the Arkansas ballot this year medicinal use of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen those. That's certainly something that I support, the right of ingestion of whatever you want within your own body, the right to grow whatever you want, to exchange whatever you want. So certainly on the surface, that issue was something that I saw and I thought, yeah, actually that would be something I would not feel wrong about doing. But again, this is another caution to voters. I had looked deeper into that, and both of the issues that they had were not what they appeared. Yes, it did legalize. I think there was an issue. There were two issues on the Arkansas, issue 6 and issue 7, relating to medical marijuana. I don't remember which is which, but one of them actually, in addition to legalizing marijuana for medicinal use, and this one passed, it also said that, you know, we would also steal property from individuals in the area. We would use that to fund a new government commission called the Medical Work Commission, and it would be used in a variety of ways. And also the money that would be taken from individuals without their consent, and obviously I'm referring to taxation here,
sure,
or theft, is a part of that would also go toward the state's general fund. So for me, someone who cares about basing my actions in, you know, on what is right and wrong, regardless of what other people are doing, I saw that and I could not in good conscience go out and actually vote in favor of that, because it looked like something that says I want people to have medical marijuana, but that's not what it was. That was kind of the wrapping paper, on the bigger government expansion that it actually was.
It's a statist reporter, you know, giving their opinion as to what it is, and they don't look at it the same way that we do. And I support your retraction of your vote in that particular situation. I can see why you would choose not to vote for some new government program or something like that.
Sure,
but what you're bringing up here is sort of the ugliness of politics.
Yep.
It exists. There's no doubt about it. So let's, give me a second here to sort of paint the picture. 2008, Ron Paul's running. You know, he could have possibly, you know, he was on the ballot, right? He could have possibly won the election to president. I was pretty excited. Ian, you donated some money to the campaign. Yeah. I donated a lot of money to the campaign.
I donated some money on Money Bomb Day.
Yeah, you donated some money. Johnny Ray doesn't even vote. He voted. Donated money. Ron Paul was pretty exciting. Now, he wasn't perfect, but he was pretty darn good.
99.9%.
Yeah, 99, you know, some 90-plus percent. Let me ask you, exactly at what point do I become a violent baby puncher for voting for Ron Paul?
I'm not sure how to answer your question.
Well, I mean, is it voting? Is voting violence if you're voting for a candidate who is going to largely minimize the state's power and state aggression against
them?
He avows to do that. His voting record backs it up.
He had 12 terms.
Yeah, he's not like some newbie politician who's making promises. His voting record backs it up. He votes down everything.
Yeah, Dr.
Well,
No.
You know, I would say, you know, anyone is going to choose right or wrong. Not everyone is going to do the right thing all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes they will take an action that they believe is most beneficial that may not be 100% moral. It may not align with their philosophy 100%, but some people may still do it for a variety of reasons. And so, again, I would urge caution. I don't want to tell people how to act, but if people care about, you know, basing their actions and
But what's wrong with voting for Ron Paul?
Well, if you vote for Ron Paul, I will just caution people. You have to realize what you are doing is you are saying you are essentially making the claim that I am going to accept, you know, moral culpability for the actions of this individual.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is not what's going on. You can believe that if that's what you want to do. But the reason why I would vote for Ron Paul is because he advocates the ideas of liberty, and I believe that he would do his best to implement those in whatever office that you would be voting for him for. It's absolutely a reduction vote. It's not a consent vote. It's not an okay, whatever you do, I'm behind you vote. If all of a sudden you become a tyrant because you've encountered all this power, that's not the reason why I voted.
This is the implicit versus the explicit. Hold on, Chris. The implicit versus the explicit again. The voting form does not say, I take on all moral culpability of the candidate for whom I vote, check Ron Paul. What it does is it just says, check one candidate. And so you check it. And now voting is a form of communication. I will agree with you.
Poor one.
But it's a terrible, blunt force kind of form of communication. What you're doing is you're trying to massage and make it clear what that communication is. But in it, you are making assumptions. What I would say are pretty fair assumptions. Like, for instance, if somebody votes for, Hillary Clinton, Hitler. Hitler's a better choice because everybody hates him, right? Somebody votes for Hitler. I'm like, dear God, you should be responsible for your actions. But maybe they just wanted the trains to run on time. So because you can't know what a person's trying to communicate with it, I don't know that you can necessarily claim what a vote is.
Yeah, and you can
Chris,
well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, my response to that, I would say, you've got your strategy. So it sounds like your strategy might be to reduce the state to make things more comfortable.
It's working here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
I'd like to make that clear. It's working here in New Hampshire.
Okay, sure. And certainly that sounds like a noble goal. But, just as if I were to – let's say that there was an aggressor coming at me. I pull out a rifle and I shoot them. And let's say that round goes through the aggressor and actually penetrates through them and kills a child behind them.
You're responsible for
that. I am responsible because my action is more than just the system does not actually provide a channel through which an individual can target the aggressor only. Because when you vote for someone, it's the whole deal.
What if your vote's wasted?
Hold that thought. We're going to do one more segment on this, and you can join us after that about anything.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The ins, the outs, the nitty-gritty of voting. Is it a consent to the system? Is it immoral? These are some of the questions we've been discussing here. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio on this live Sunday edition. Of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, which is not just talking about liberty, but really getting into some of the detail on the theory of
where
it all.
Are you going to hear an hour's worth of whether or not voting is violence or consent?
Not on the radio anywhere else but here. So if you want to support what we're doing, then please get behind the show via the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there for $5 per month. We'll take that money into the show and invest it into Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations, to bring new listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, which not all of the advocates of freedom agree on. So that's what we're talking about here tonight. We've got a debate sort of going on about voting. Chris is on the line from Arkansas. He has the anti-voting perspective. And, Chris, I wanted to talk to you a little bit further here, because you had pointed out that you believe that voting, or not just voting, but even registering to vote, implies that you consent to the system. You cited voter registration. Go ahead.
Sorry. To be precise, registering to vote is more an expression of intent, more so than it is actually consenting to anything. It's the act of voting paired with the expression of intent, and again, specific to Arkansas in this case. So you can register to vote. That doesn't mean that you consent. You only consent to specifically the things that you consent to on the ballot.
That's not the way I read this. I mean, you sent a picture here of the Arkansas ballot citing elector, and then the definition of an elector was a constituent, and that's one who's transferring authority. That to me seems like the consent aspect.
You only become a constituent if you vote for somebody.
Right. So the subtext to that, what I had sent you was, the registration to vote is essentially you saying, look, I want you to write me down as someone who intends to show up at the election and to become a constituent.
Okay, but either way, whether you vote or not after you've registered to vote, or whether you even register to vote or not, as I pointed out, none of this is going to get you out of the system. So they're still going to tell you to pay taxes, and if you don't pay taxes, they might steal your home from you. They're still going to tell you you have to pay a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or a skateboarding ticket, because they believe that regardless of whether or not you have filled out any of these forms, regardless of whether or not you've punched a Chad or, you know, used the voting machine, they believe that by the fact that you are in a specific geographic area, that you are one of their constituents, that you are someone who is consenting to the system. Because a lot of these governments have statements in their constitutions. A lot of the state governments have statements about how governments are a consensual organization, that, you know, this is some sort of thing that people have opted into. But yet there's no way to opt out, even if you haven't ever signed any of these forms, even if your mother never, you know, your parents never got you a Social Security number. I mean, you can be as outside of the system as you want to. If the system decides they're going to target you for taxes and obedience, no amount of claiming that you didn't consent is going to save you from it. Believe me, I've tried that. So in the event that a system is being forced upon me, it is not immoral. Just in the same way that if somebody puts a gun to your back and says, give me all your money, if you don't actually give them the money that's in your shoe, you are lying to that person if you say, this is all the money I have, and you hand them what's in your wallet. You've got a folded up $100 bill in your sock or something like that. You're lying to that person. It's not immoral to tell the robber a lie. Similarly, the government is forcing its system upon you. It is therefore not immoral to do what you need to do to save yourself from as much force as possible, to save yourself, to save your family members, to save people that you care about. And if one way that you can do that is by voting against some sort of tax on a referendum, or by voting for a true, principled, liberty-oriented candidate, then those are completely legitimate, completely moral ways to defend yourself. Your thoughts on that?
Well, sure. I agree with you. I think the act of registering to vote and voting is a voluntary one, but the overall encompassing umbrella, the fact of the matter is, this is certainly something that you are forced in. It's not something that you can just opt out of, at least not easily, not cheaply. But again, I still caution anyone who attempts to use the system to make it more comfortable for themselves. If you are someone who cares about doing the right thing, even if that means that you're going to put yourself in a worse situation, because sometimes that's kind of what it takes, you know, there's a lot of fear involved. This can cloud judgment. This is something that, you know, certainly
are you saying there's something wrong? I'm confused. You seem to be mixing your messages here. You agreed with me that that would be okay to go ahead if you're forced into a system to do what you can to minimize the violence. Then you said, be careful. Go ahead.
I was acknowledging what you were saying. You were implying voting in the sense of it can be used as a means of self-defense.
Like Lysander Spooner said.
Yeah.
Right. And so absolutely, I think people can go into it with the intent of that being the case. But again, self-defense, you know, the use of force is only justified whenever an aggressor, you know, against an aggressor.
This isn't force. This is checking a box on a piece of paper. And you are dealing with an aggressor. And so some people would argue that it is legitimate to shoot government agents because they are using force. I would say that's not a good idea, even though it may be morally justified.
As a libertarian, Chris, I can use force against people who are have used force against me or are going to use force against me, right?
The moment force is used in place of reason, yes. Because
can I shoot voters? Can I go to the polls and stand outside town hall and just cap them? Now, can I get them before they go in?
Great question.
Or do I have to wait until they come out? Because these people are using violence upon me.
If you believe that.
If you believe this, right?
Is violence.
So and where I would take it at this point, because that's where
that's where it goes.
The discussion comes there, and so I will point something out that when I'm pointing out that there is blood on the hands of the voter, I guess you could say. Let's say that you voted for somebody and some people died as a result. When I point that out, it's important to realize that there is a chain of obedience or a chain of command that's involved in this, and there are different levels of different degrees of culpability.
So what you're saying is calling voting violence is ridiculous, and no, of course Mark doesn't have the right to shoot those people.
Voting is violence.
So then you do have the right to shoot voters, right?
If voting is violence. Voting is violence, but it's violence through proxy.
I can't shoot the people that are, you know, working against me?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that if somebody hires a hitman against you, you don't have the right to shoot the person who hired the hitman?
Maybe I'll call into another show to discuss that. I need some time to think about it.
Here's my other question for you.
Chris, I applaud you and your pensiveness. Go ahead.
Here's my other question for you, the final one about this. Is okay, let's accept the idea that, you know, all these things are true that you're saying about voting. What do you plan to do to achieve more liberty in your lifetime, or do you just want to like hide from the state?
Well, I think that there's a plurality of solutions, just as there's a plurality of solutions that you can employ to meet the needs that the state fulfills today. There's also a plurality of solutions you can use outside of voting in order to bring
what's going to make the state go away. Just give me one of them. There's so many solutions. Give me one.
Well, I don't view the state as the problem. Sure, my goal is a stateless society, but I think really what it comes down to is this idea. I mean, you've heard Larkin Rose say this. I'm speaking to the choir here, but, you know, it's the idea that anyone has the right to do this. It's the idea that people imagine that.
So you want to change people's minds through education to believe that authority is not something that exists, that they can't grant it to others, to rule over others. So you just want to do an educational thing and just convince a bunch of people to stop voting.
That's
right?
What we do.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be that targeted. But yeah, y'all are doing a great job here giving the means or a channel through which individuals can discuss these things.
As pointed out before, even if you convince a bunch of people to stop voting, the state agents will always go and vote because they benefit from the system.
Right.
The system continues despite the fact that even if you can get down to 10% of people voting, which, by the way, is frequent in municipal elections, it's usually around 10% or whatever, but even if you got down to 1% of people voting, if it was just state bureaucrats, they're still going to foist the system on people until people don't until they disobey the state, until they stop paying taxes, until they stop jumping through the state's hoops, the state will always exist. So isn't this whole voting thing, you know, basically fruitless and pointless to try to dissuade people from doing it? Because most of the people who say, I'm a principled non-voter, they're still paying taxes. So until those principled non-voters can prove to me that they're also principled non-taxpayers, they got no argument in my book. Thanks for the call. It's been an interesting one. Appreciate it. Hour number 3 is coming up here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.